Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen. Don't do it again.
Just saying.
Christ is risen. I'm not sure about the faithful in Christ, but Christ is risen. Tonight, light, powerful, powerful, forces darkness to flee away. And a stone rolled away, it testifies to the world that our Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We need to talk about both of those tonight. First, the light. I ask you to look at the front of your booklet, at the icon of the resurrection. Keep your eyes looking at it for just a moment. We see Christ descending into the darkness of Hades, where every soul all the way back to Adam and Eve were imprisoned since the very fall of mankind. Let's look at him. You see his descent because his clothing, if you look at his clothing, it appears to be flying up like someone who's falling, descending into a very low place. As if lowering himself to earth, taking on humanity was not enough. He descends even further to Hades for the sake of every soul that was imprisoned there. And notice Hades all around him. It's not in darkness. It can't be in darkness because the one who is light is now present there. And where there is light, always, where there is light, darkness ceases to be. And he's broken the gates of Hades to release the captives. You see them crossed underneath him. And if we could see just underneath that in the fullness of the icon, you would also see that Christ our God has bound Satan, who lies powerless under our Lord's feet. He has, as promised since the fall, he has crushed the head of the serpent. This is where, what we're seeing, what we're talking about. This is where our Paschal Vigil began tonight, in darkness. But very quickly, the light of the resurrection comes and darkness flees away. But understand what it is that we truly celebrate tonight. It's not just Christ entering the darkness of both tomb and death and Hades, crushing death, destroying Hades with his glorious light, as if that's not enough to celebrate. But what he does in Hades and what he does in the tomb, he has come and he desires to do within our soul as well. We hear this in the earliest prayers of the Paschal Vigil. At the lighting of the Paschal candle, we prayed this. May the light of Christ's glorious rising scatter the darkness of heart and mind, our hearts, our minds. And at the blessing of the Paschal candle, we pray this. Thou regenerator of all things, kindle a light to lighten our darkness. That not only may our sacrifice, which is offered this night, be illumined by the inward presence of thy light, but that in all places wheresoever the same shall be carried, the wickedness and the crafts of the devil may be driven forth, and the power of thy majesty may be ever present. You see, the resurrection of Christ that we gaze in wonder at tonight goes far beyond the stone tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. It even goes far beyond going in and reaching into the depths of Hades. The resurrection of Christ is about this very resurrection occurring within the tomb of our own soul. So that darkness, our darkness, is overcome by being overwhelmed by our Lord's glorious light. And so that this light can be expressed through us now into the darkness of this world. And my friends, that's the true meaning of the stone being rolled away. I mean, you do believe and understand that our Lord Jesus Christ needed no angel to roll a stone away for him to escape the prison of the tomb. Don't you remember just after his resurrection, he pops in and out of rooms without entering in through doors and appears in fellowships with his disciples. So why is the stone rolled away? St. Peter Chrysologus, this is what he said, and this is the truth. An angel descended and rolled back the stone. He did not roll back the stone to provide a way of escape for the Lord, but to show the world that the Lord is already risen. The tomb, once filled with darkness, received the light of the resurrection, but that light was not to be just contained therein. The tomb that once reminded the world only of death, isn't that what we think of when we think of a tomb? A tomb equals death. But now that becomes a light-filled testimony, an expression to the world that darkness has fled away and only the light of life remains, the resurrected Jesus Christ. Again, the transformation of the tomb is the story of us all. Because of the resurrection of our Savior, we can now be changed from our inner darkness into His most brilliant light. And we must allow the Lord to heal, to mend through blessed repentance, which is always followed by the great joy of the light of our salvation experienced in our lives as He heals and mends and transforms. Christ's light has descended, if you will, into the Hades of our soul. When we look at that icon, what you see happening in Hades is happening here. We have been given the divine power of God at our baptism. Light then entered into the tomb to dispel all of the darkness, all of the days of our lives. We've been given grace, that divine power of God, to move away from a life that offers the world the stench of sin and death, and now to become the sweet aroma of our Lord Jesus Christ to everyone around us. Tonight we revel in the joy that the light of the resurrection has filled us, and we go from here, taking light from light, just as we did with our candles in the beginning of this service, and as living stones rolled away, showing the world Christ is risen, we go to be living testimonies to this world, to the one who within Himself raises the dead back to life again. So may the light of Christ, gloriously rising, scatter the darkness of our hearts and minds. For Christ is risen.
Indeed
He is risen. Christ is risen.
Indeed He is risen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed He is risen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.